Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Joe?
Yes, sir?
What's next?
Want to come on with the most of the other top medical stories of the week.
Well, let's talk to Bridget about fat shaming. Bridget, are you there?
You two have the floor.
I am here.
So tell us about fat shaming, and does fat shaming work? If you say something to someone who's fat, does that mean about their obesity, does that mean they're going to get thinner?
Not necessarily. And I think that some people thought at one time that fat shaming may be the new way to address obesity, similarly to how tobacco was shamed, and that was fairly effective for making people feel shameful for smoking, but it might not necessarily work the same way for obesity. So a new study, they looked at people who reported being discriminated against for being overweight day-to-day, and they found that those people were more likely to gain weight than to actually lose weight. So not only is it not effective for helping them lose weight, but it might actually cause weight gain because it could increase a stress response that can lead to emotional eating and increase in appetite and eating particularly energy-dense food. They looked at almost 3,000 adults that were over the age of 50 within this particular study, and the people who reported being discriminated against by their doctor or at restaurants or at any type of situation, they actually gained almost 2 pounds on average throughout the study. And then the people who reported that they weren't fat shamed had lost about 1.6 pounds on average throughout the course of the study. So the bottom line is that shaming people for being fat might not be the best approach, and that a better approach might be to help them and to try to work with them to empower them to take care of themselves and lose weight.
So that's pretty interesting. So the encouragement technique works better with this group of people. And this group was it in the United States, or was it in Great Britain, or was it in, I can't remember, did you say Norway?
Britain.
Great Britain. So I wonder if the citizens in the United States are different than those in Great Britain. We don't have anything on fat shaming in other countries, and whether it's the same or different, and even whether it's different, whether you're close to ideal and just a little overweight, or whether you're a lot overweight.
Right. And I think that maybe regardless of where a person lives, that it's important to make them feel like they're wherever they are at that particular point in their life, they need to accept and then work on how they can move forward rather than continuously making themselves feel that they need to be shaming themselves.
What is this? Is fat shaming, is this flat out criticism, ripping somebody, being negative towards somebody?
Yes, that's what they said. And they talked about in the study how it can happen in a number of different occasions, like at restaurants, making people feel like they get poor service because of being overweight, or they are treated differently by their doctor or healthcare professional, or they're teased for being overweight. It's any negative experience that is due to being overweight, which 5% of the study subjects reported having negative experience due to being discriminated against.
udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Mike, we're all told to eat salmon, but there's one salmon to avoid. What is it and why?
Well, this is very interesting. The wild salmon appears to be outstanding in every respect, meaning it has low levels of toxins, low levels of mercury, high levels of vitamin D, high levels of the DHA, the key omega-3 fat for your brain and your eyes. What farm-raised salmon, this was a very disturbing thing to me because I eat a bunch of farm-raised salmon as I do wild salmon. Wild salmon, there's some really good salmon burgers, by the way, that are wild salmon and because they're the overage of the Alaska salmon run. But farm-raised salmon is now common in what you eat almost all times of the year. That is one of the interesting studies on DNA typing found that when you eat, even when you buy wild salmon, not in the frozen burger form, because that's all prepared at the same time of year, June and July and early August, but farm-raised salmon, if you order wild salmon September, October, November, December, fresh from a food store, even the best food stores and best fish stores or best restaurants, you're getting farm-raised. Well, it turns out when they analyzed what was in farm-raised salmon, they found out that it had a lot more PCBs and toxins than in wild salmon. Now, I don't know why this is or what's causing it, but it was a really good journal that was published in the journal Science, and it's a little scary to me. So for now, go to wild salmon, and you're going to have to get it frozen at any time of the year other than June, July, and August. So get your, if you're going to get wild salmon, get it frozen. Not the fresh salmon, even if you're buying it and it says wild, it usually is not. And this was true of Atlantic farm-raised or Pacific, and it was true any time you bought salmon, any time of year, other than frozen or fresh in June, in the last half of June, July, and the first half of August. So really disturbing story to me, who eats a lot of salmon.
This is a disturbing story to me. I would expect it goes the opposite way. There's a danger in developing suicide habits on a sunny day. How does that work?
Well, this is interesting. What they found is that sun, for people who are depressed, the sun energizes them faster than it cures their depression. So they're energized, they're still depressed, and they can take their own life, commit suicide, because they still have energy, but they haven't treated the depression. So what you want is the treatment of the depression to come before the energy, but that isn't what happens on sunny days, apparently. So this, again, is a weird story that says, hey, you're at risk of something serious. Get treatment for it before you get too energized and have enough energy to do some real damage to yourself.
All right, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. I heard this term mentioned this week sometimes, so it's on the list of top medical stories, a gas Parkinson's or something to that effect. What is that about?
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
gas Parkinson's. I put those two together when I was writing down the topic. I think that was another word, gas. Bearing Parkinson's, something like that.
I don't know where you're talking about it, but what we do know is that we're going to take a break right now and come back, and we have a new tip of the week, and by then, hopefully, we'll be able to figure out what you're talking about,
and we'll all be better off. This is youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and of course, stay well.
You're getting older and feeling older, and you're looking older. Well, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it. But there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com and see what we're talking about. That's BioCellCollagen.com. Collagen. BioCellCollagen.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.